The year is 2007. I'm on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. We're gonna listen to this person talking. An interesting time. George Bush is president. The world hasn't seen the dark night yet. I haven't had my let's go.
This is 3DS, how we Nintendo, we do it. Nintendo, Nintendo DS, Nintendo 3DS. Mario, Luigi, Link, Zelda, we all know them. Nintendo Wii's.
All right. Playing with the 3DS. Let's play Face Raiders. So, the photo I have for this game is of me from 10 years ago. I have to take a photo of my face now. It says I'm a child, and it says I'm an adult. It says I'm a child. Thank you. I'm only 24 years old, but thank you. God, this takes me back. Perfect score. This is... I'm going to go backwards behind my head. I'm going to just wildly firing shots now. This isn't worth the aggravation. It's ancient history. Been the... What will they play on my 3DS? How about Activity Log? How about Activity Log? This is 3DS How We Do It. And today I'm looking at my 3DS. I bought this 3DS at launch for full price. I've had since. It still works, kind of. Look at my daily records. That's interesting. I've had this for over 10 years now. I like looking at all the games I have. I've played Pokemon Black Version 2 66 times. Total time played 49.21. First played it on Christmas Day 2012. Wow. Last played it 29th of 3rd 2016. Wow. I'll be playing it again this year. I have almost an hour spent on Colors 3D Collecting Smiles. That's a weird name for that. What else do I have? What have I played the most? Charts. Spent the most time playing Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I bought the day I finished my junior cert, which is when, after 3 years of secondary school, we do... Well, you did. I don't think you do anymore. I think it's gone now, actually. I haven't been to school in a long time. 5 years, 6 years soon. I don't know. You just do exams, really. And I, as a treat to myself, I came home and I bought Animal Crossing New Leaf, which I played 720 times. Average play time 449 hours and 46 minutes. Or is that minutes? Who gives a shit? First played 14th of the 6th, 2013. Last played 6th of the 4th, 2020. That's when I played it before I got New Horizons, which almost overheated my Switch, so I can't play anymore. Pokemon Y. Exactly. 178 times played. It's in second place. Last play 2017. Playing it again this year. I'm gonna sneeze. No, I'm not. Pokemon Sun. I only played for... I got it on New Year's... Not New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve 2016. And last played it on the 5th of the 11th 2017. And I feel like I played that game a lot more than that, but I don't know. But yeah, I'll be playing that again soon. Omega Ruby. 76 times played. That's in 5th. Behind Colors 3D. Smiles. That's that. Ocarina of Time 3D is... I've been playing it again recently. And I got the Shadow Temple. And I stopped playing because the Shadow Temple is bad. But, I had that way... I got that when it came out in 2013. I got the Prima Game Guide as well. Let me tell you. You know, cool shit there. But I got that and... Whatcha call it, I traded in because my 3DS was temporarily damaged for like half a year, and I couldn't play any games on it, so I just traded in all my games, which was stupid because I got rid of Pilot Wings Resort, which was, you know, of the launch titles that were available, that was a great game that I used to play. I watched Gilmore Girls and I played that, and I sound like a fucking weirdo, but anyway. And Ocarina of Time 3D, I traded in. I got into Gerudo Valley as an adult. I remember I got that game, and I had a migraine, and I played it, and my dad brought me to a concert, and I almost got sick, so we had to leave the concert, and I got sick when I got home. Talked to Hookah's Mouth, happening again. I'll make reference to that later on. My number three total times played is Nintendo eShop, which is seems stupid. Jamie Oliver, What's Cooking? Wow. I made slop in that so many times. Pokemon Ultra Moon, I've played 23 times. I honestly couldn't tell you that I did that, but apparently I did. Pokemon Red I'm playing right now. That's in there. 23 times played. First played 2016 when I got it off the eShop. Last played today. Kind of steamrolling through it with Venusaur right now. Pokemon Soul Silver, which I thankfully kept because it's impossible to get secondhand. Playing again soon. Pokemon White playing that soon. WarioWare Inc. Minigame Mania. I beat that this year. Took me a day to beat it, according to this, which seems wrong. Link Between Worlds, I want to play that again soon. Nintendo 3DS Sound, used to play podcasts off of that. Doctor Who Evacuation Earth, that's a game. I should play that for Doctor Who, because I get Shell to play that as well. Top Trumps Doctor Who, should play that as well. Nintendo Letterboxd, that's gone, isn't it? Nintendo Letterboxd, gone. That's gone. Isn't that, that's gone. That's definitely gone. Activity log is in here. Oh yeah, I used to play Farming Simulator 2012, the demo, over and over again. I had no idea what I was doing. God. This is a blast from the past. Super Mario 64 DS. I haven't played the All-Stars version yet on the Switch. It's the one I haven't touched of Sunshine and Galaxy, but I'll play it soon. Game Notes. God, I remember Game Notes. I haven't played that since 2013. What else do we have here? Miiverse. Never really touched Miiverse. I have two times played for average thing of 2 seconds, awareness. 2 minutes. I don't really give a shit. Yes. I've played Animal Crossing E3 video. I remember that. Oh god. Back. I can sort. What am I doing? I'm gonna sort this by date last played. That's what you by. Kind of hoping. Yeah. So 3,125 days ago, the 4th of January 2013, I played Health and Safety Information, Nintendo. It is time. Oh, I love that sound. It is time to break the spell. Let's go back to Health and Safety Information. Will you play music? Ooh. 3D display precautions. Oh yeah, the use of 3D feature by children under age 6 and under may cause vision damage. I remember when they released the 3DS and there was a whole to-do about how if you were 6 or under and you played with 3D on, you would go blind. God, memories. Yeah, if you're tired after playing this, don't play it again. Get that. Please refrain from using 3D when you're in the car. I will try not to do that. General precautions. Yeah, that's the usual stuff. Usage precautions. Yeah. I get worried that the battery's gonna swell up on this, but I think it will. Close that. What can I do? I don't have the AOR things, unfortunately. Dunman Clive, I played recently. Resident Evil and Mercenaries 3D. I'm too scared to play that. I got that full price, I think. No, I don't. We'll play that. We'll play that. Sure, go on. No, we'll play that. Yeah. It's been a while since the Red Steel episode. I haven't played Red Steel since. I don't plan to. Adrian, it's Rocky. Yeah, it's a weird time for me. I got my jab. I feel good after my jab. I got my jab 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. What else? Oh yeah. What else? Chris Redfield. Do I want to play as Chris or do I want to play as Jill Valentine or Hunk? I'm gonna play as Chris. I think I've played this once or twice. And my overriding memory is that I was shit at it and I got really, really worked up. I never really played Resident Evil before because I'm a coward when it comes to horror games. I really hate horror games. I hate horror games like this, where the camera and your character are controlled with the same stick. God. Remember Circle Pad Pro? That was a fun thing. I always wanted to get the Kid Icarus game. I used to call, because my exposure to Kid Icarus... My exposure to Kid Icarus was Smash Brothers Brawl. And because the font in that game is so small, I thought it was called Kid Carnes. So when I heard the name Kim Carnes, which I think she's got Betty Davis. Is that her? May very well be. I'm stuck here. I don't know where I'm going. I think Kid Icarus. I've never played Kid Icarus. Any of those games. I don't think I would. To be quite honest with you. There's a ladder here. Yeah, my whole thing with like a lot of Nintendo stuff is that I was really big into Nintendo growing up, and it's kind of stupid with what I chose to buy and what I chose not to buy. Like, I got Wii Music over Paper Mario. I'm gonna fail the tutorial in this, which is fun, but I just, you know, I had a chance to buy both, and I decided I would rather get Wii Music over Paper Mario. And, you know, we all have our sins. Okay, I beat the tutorial. But we all have our sins. You know what? I'm not enjoying that at all. That was a horrible, horrible experience. But, yeah. What else can we do here? Monster Hunter Generations demo? No, thank you. Not playing Phoenix Wright. Excitebike 3D. God. What a fun time. I used to play this in the car. I had nothing else to play. And I'd imagine I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm playing a really cool new game. And it was just the most boring, boring slop that they could have thrown at me. Can you let me drive? Okay, how do I go? There we go. I'm driving. Woo, I went over a ramp. Oh, another ramp. I totaled out of my bike. The sound is horrific. What even, no offense to Excitebike fans, but who the hell do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Because if you exist, then you're stupid. No offense, but it's true. That was lap one? How many laps are there in this? No, I love the 3DS, but like, I don't know. Like, listen to that. That's horrific. Horrific. Tumbled off my bike again. What a sound. Okay, fuck this. Oh, what else is there? Or a climber, that's DSI wear. Cookie Mama Bonitish, let's go. Take my stylus out. That's me getting my stylus open. Let's try Mama's Challenges. Let's help Mama, let's help Harvest, Cooking Dojo, let's study, let's help in the shop, or let's cook. Let's make cracker sandwiches, no thank you. That's a weird name for s'mores. Cherry yogurt, pizza, tofu, parfait. Parfait. Let's make cocktail juice. Pepsi juice. We're making Pepsi juice. Let's break the ice. This is the sound of breaking ice. That's the sound of a gold medal. Call the Olympics. I'm here. Okay, now I'm making a cocktail juice. Add in the pineapple. Add in the strawberry. Or the orange. What did I want the strawberry for? I'll never recover from this. Add in the lemon. Add in the ice. The clock's going off. That's how you know it's late. I'm very tired. Screw on the lid. Thank you.
Wow, even better than
Mama. That is cursed. Time to shake the shaker. Who shakes the shaker? I do. This is cursed. The sound. The stylus. The thing about this stylus is that it's so bloody rough on the surface of the touchscreen. I can feel it. I just dropped the shaker. Like, I can feel it scratching the touchscreen as I shake a... Oh, thank you, but I'm trying to talk here. You know, it's that kind of thing, you know? Like, there's no durability in this 10-year-old system. Filling out cocktail glasses with my cocktail juice. Let's go. Remember when they released a, No, because you're going to say something. Thanks. Remember when they released Spyware Cooking Mama on the Switch? Just very strange. I'm cutting lemons. I'm crying because I'm cutting lemons. Even better than Mama. I'm going to garnish my cocktail glass with my cocktail juice, my Pepsi juice. Okay, slice the lemon. Slice of orange, it'll be strawberry. No, it's still lemon, okay. Sorry for the confusion, I'm sorry. I'm nailing this. Just one more.
Great.
Cooking Mama cocktail juice. 100%. Thank you, Cooking Mama. I'm finished with your game now. So, go to break now. I'll come back with a fun, exciting little thing. Come back for 3DS joys in a bit.
But let me jump back and catch myself. Look in the mirror every day, fool, I check myself. Last album came around the mound, I'm still coming correct. Missile drop every 10 days, 6 zeros on the end of my check. Mic check, my mind's playing tricks on me. Dun, 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 dun. See, I'm hard to kill like a roach. Running up the sideline, looking at coach. I will approach any MC that wants to battle. Feeling high and mighty, knock you off your saddle. Shake, shake this mic, then rattle. Roll down the street, smoking. I don't smoke, but I'll sip on Pepsi juice.
Doug will return in a moment. You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Doug. Doug will return in a moment.
So this is a little fun thing I do. I'm going to interview myself 30 seconds into the future. So I'll ask myself the questions now, and then 30 seconds time, I'll come back and I'll answer the questions. It's, you know, you see it all the time online. I think it's very fun. You kind of see how you change over time. So yeah. How are you? I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, I hope I'm doing better than you were doing back then. What do you think, like, what's the future like for you? Well, the future, it's kind of different. Yeah. Do you have new friends? No. What's changed the most for you from the past to the future? Not much. Do you still like to play games? Yeah, yeah, like the time, yeah. Do you? Yeah, I do, yeah. That was a fun segment, I think. It was a fun little thing to do. Yeah, you'll hear more now soon.
You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Doug.
Hi, this is my impression of Burgess Meredith and Rocky.
Rocky, what are you doing?
That's my impression of Nick Nolte.
What are you talking about? Rocky! Nick Nolte here. How's it going?
Thank you.
Be right back with more Rugrats after this.
Why do we play 3DS?
Yeah. Because battles can happen anywhere. Because playing in the dark is so awesome. It's scary. Whoa. Because driving your family crazy is crazy fun.
Oh. Because visiting our friends is just the best.
Duh.
Why do we play 3DS?
Because it's Nintendo. Why do you play?
Nintendo 3DS and 2DS bring games, characters, and friends together. Games rated E for everyone.
You're watching Nickelodeon, and now back to Rugrats.
And we're back with 3DS. It's my Pokemon folder. Hang on, okay. Listen to this. What's going on here? What? Some Vocaloid stuff. It's my Mario folder. Let's play a nice old-fashioned game we all know and love. On the virtual console. Thank you. I'm going to win.
You can't do that on television. We'll be back after this. And now, back to You Can't Do That on Television.
The King's Speech is a 2010 British historical drama film directed by Tom Hooper and written by David Seidler. Colin Firth plays a future King George the artist is a 2011 who, French comedy drama film released by the black and white silent film Australian Speech and Language Therapist, film made by Jeffrey Rush. Michel the men become friends as they work together. Produced and by after his brother Thomas Langman, the throne, and stars the new Jean Dujardin and Berenice Bayo. Story takes place in Hollywood between 1927 and 1932, and focuses on the relationship between the Argo was a 2012 American historical and drama thriller film starring Ben Affleck. And the Falls of the Fashion. Screenwriter Chris Terrio adapted the screenplay from the 1999 book by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency.
The King's Speech is a 2010 Master of Disguise historical drama 2007 Wired article by Joshua,
directed by Tom Hooper, and written by
the
Great Escape,
had the CIA use Colin a fake Firth sci-fi flick King to rescue Americans from Tehran. Who, the film deals with the Canadian capers, Lionel Logue, which Mendes led the rescue of 6 U.S. diplomats and language Tehran, Iran,
by Jeffrey Rush.
And the guys were filming a hostage
science fiction film during the 1999
The new king relies on Logue to help him make his first wartime radio broadcast upon Britain's declaration of war on Germany.
The Artist is a 2011 French comedy drama film in the style of a black and white Argo was a 2012 American historical drama
film directed by Ben Affleck.
Michel has ended Chris Terrio, adapted by Thomas Langman, book and stars Jean Dujardin and Berenice Bayo.
Tony Mendes,
story takes place in Hollywood between 1927 Wired article by Joshua,
and focuses on the relationship between the young,
had the CIA use a fake sign old to seven films to rescue Americans from Tehran.
The film deals with the Canadian caper, in which Mendes led the rescue of 6 U.S. diplomats from Tehran, Iran.
The King's Speech is a 2010
filming a science fiction film during the 1999 Iran hostage crisis
by David Seidler.
Crisis.
Colin Firth plays a future King George the VI, who, to cope with a stammer, sees Lionel Logue, an Australian speech and language therapist played by Jeffrey Rush. The men become friends as they work together, and after his brother abdicates the throne, the new king relies on Logue to help. Screenwriter Chris Terrio adapted the screenplay from the 1999 book by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency operative
George Clooney.
Never could believe the way you are. Every day at last, the day that you got through to me. This baby, I believe that you're a star. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Making love to you is such a thrill. Everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie.
That's no lie.
You never fail to satisfy. Let's do it again.